Dreamscape presents A Children's Bible by Lydia Millett, narrated by Exy Sands. 1. Once we lived in a summer country. In the woods, there were tree houses, and on the lake, there were boats. Even the smallest canoe could take us down to the ocean. We'd paddle across the lake, over a marsh, down a stream, and come to the river's mouth, where the water met the sky. We'd run along the beach on a salt breeze, leaving our boats on the sand. We found the skull of a dinosaur, or maybe a porpoise. We found skate eggs and shark eye shells and sea glass. Before sunset, we'd paddle back to the lake, returning for dinner. Loons sent their haunting calls across the water. To wash the sand from our ankles, we jumped off the dock and screamed. We dove and flipped as the sky turned violet. Uphill from the dock, deer ambled onto the sweeping lawn. Their grace was deceptive, though. They carried ticks, and ticks carried disease. It could make you crazy, steal your memories, swell your legs, or droop your face like a basset hound's. So when they bent their elegant necks to nibble the grass, some of us shouted taunts, sprinted toward them, flailing. Some of us enjoyed seeing them panic. They'd bolt in a high-kicking flight toward the trees, frightened by our power. Some of us cheered as the deer fled. Not me. I kept silent. I was sorry for them. The ticks weren't their fault. To a deer, people were probably monsters. Certain people, anyway. At times, when a deer saw a man walking in the forest, he might prick up his ears and stand still as a statue, waiting, wary, meaning no harm. "What are you?" asked his ears. And, oh, what am I? Sometimes the answer was, "You're dead," and the deer crumpled to its knees. A few pets had come with us for the summer. 3 dogs and a cat, a pissed-off Siamese with a skin condition, dandruff. We dressed up the dogs in costumes from a wicker chest, but could not dress the cat. She scratched. One dog got makeup applied to its face, lipstick, and blue eyeshadow. It was a white-faced dog, so the makeup showed up well. We like to have an impact. When we were done, the lipstick went back into some mother's Fendi handbag. We watched her apply it, unaware. That was satisfying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?